For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, greetings. This is Steve Clark, and this is day two in this seven-day series. Yesterday, I introduced the topic for the week, which is overcoming the world. And we looked at several verses in Revelation. They were promises to the overcomer. And I hope that was inspiring to you. It was to me just to see all the promises. And you know, there is no one else in this world that will receive those promises except for those who are true Christians, who are truly born of God. And today we want to look at how does being born of God affect overcoming the world, and what does it mean to be born of God? So that's our subject for today. What does it mean to be born of God? Well, in our text there, that I just quoted was 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. But I want to go back to verse 1. It says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. So if we are begotten of God, if we are born of God, we're going to love God, and we're also going to love our fellow Christians, those who are begotten of him also. Verse 2, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. So here he puts in not only loving God and loving our fellow man, our fellow Christian, but also keeping his commandments. It says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And that only makes sense. You know, if you're a parent and your children obey you, and they love you, and they just obey what you have to say because they love you, I mean, that's a sign that they truly love you, is that they just obey out of their heart. It's not like they, you know, you have to beat it into them, but they truly love you, and so then they're going to obey you. And that's the same way with God. And then it goes on and it says, our text here, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So here we have it twice there, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, and verse 1, believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, is born of God. So we're looking at what does it mean to be born of God. If we go back to chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, it says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So here it says it again, and it says it actually several times in this book of 1 John about loving our brothers and sisters in Christ, loving the family of God and loving God. And so this verse says, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Okay, so, and then we also have in chapter 3, still in the same book, we have 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. It says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Wow. Well, that's a heavy one. Let me just read that one again. For whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Well, that would, if we just take that at face value, then that would exclude all of us, because all of us have sinned. But I believe what it's talking about there is continuing in sin. Verse 8 says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Now, let's just go back to chapter 2, the last verse of chapter 2, it says, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of God. So let's look at that one. There's another born of God. If you know that God is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of God. Let me ask you this question. If you do one good work, one righteous thing, does that mean that you are born of God? Absolutely not. Hitler and others, I'm sure, the worst of the worst in this world that's ever produced, you know, anyone that's ever been born has done some righteous things, some good things in their life, but their life is not consistent in that. There's sin there. There's evil there, and they're continuing in evil, maybe, some of the people like that. And so it's not one righteous act that makes us righteous. So let's look at that verse again. If you know that he is righteous, God is righteous, and you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. It's if we see a fruit tree and it's bearing apples, good fruit, it's bearing good apples, we know that that's an apple tree and that's a good tree. If it's bearing apples that are crab apples or, you know, just something else, we know that it's going to be a bad tree. Jesus said that you'll know them by their fruit. And this is the continuing of their life. What is their life like? Is it good fruit or is it evil fruit? Are they continuing in sin? And that's what this verse in verse 8 says, that if we commit a sin or continue in sin, we're of the devil. Not if you do one sinful thing, because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So whosoever is born of God doth not continue in sin. I'll just put it like that. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. He cannot continue in sin because he is born of God. And that's a challenge to all of us. It's not like we're perfect, but we can continue in righteousness, doing righteous things. And if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We can ask him to forgive us and cleanse us from that and take away all of the besetting sins that we may have in our lives, that he would forgive us and we would truly repent of those things. So that's what being born of God is not continuing in sin, repenting when we sin, and getting right with God and growing in grace. All right, so then First John chapter 5 and verse 18, it talks about the same thing here. It says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. I'll just say it like this, that he that's born of God does not continuing sin, but that but he that is begotten of God or born of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. So here's, it says here that he keepeth himself. And this I think what it means here is that he repents and he has self-control and he doesn't continue in sin. He's walking with God. He's walking in the Spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. He's walking in the light and not walking in darkness. And this is things that God has told us that we can do. We can walk in the light. We can walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So he's keeping himself in the way of God. He's walking with God. He's abiding in Christ. That's what it means to be born of God. For we know that whosoever is born of God isn't continuing in sin, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. What a beautiful promise there, that we keep ourselves, that Satan, the evil one, cannot touch us. Oh, he can tempt us, but we don't have to yield to his temptations. We can be like Jesus, who said in the time of temptation, that what does God's word say? You know, he said, it is written, a man shall not live by bread alone. And he didn't fall for the temptations of Satan, and we don't have to either. So what does it mean to be born of God? That's what we're looking at here today. Let's go over to 1 Peter, back a book, a couple books, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So this is, what a promise, what a blessing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his abundant mercy. It's his abundant mercy that he has begotten us, that we are born again. And it's through unto a living hope. And it's by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And we don't have time to expound on that, but the resurrection is so important. As Christ was buried and rose again, we also can walk in newness of life, the Bible says, because of the resurrection. We can walk in newness of life. And it's going to be to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled. It's not going to fade away. And it's reserved in heaven for you if you are a child of God, if you are born of God. So what does it mean to be born of God? Wow, we're seeing some beautiful things here. Also in verse 23 of that same book, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, it says, being born of God, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, but are by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So it's through the word of God that we can be born again, born of God, if through his word. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we need to be in God's word. We need to be abiding in God's word, studying God's word, letting God's word change our life. As it says in Romans chapter 12, it says, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So here we have this whole thing of letting God's word change our minds, change our hearts. And that's what it does. God's word does not return to him void, but it accomplishes that which he pleaseth, and it prospereth in the thing whereto he has sent it. That's Isaiah 55, I believe. So, this is exciting. Being born of God, it's by the word of God. It's by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And let's turn over, and we're almost done here. I knew this was going to be a bit long, but let's turn over to John chapter 3, being born of God. How does being born of God affect overcoming the world? And we saw there in Romans 12 that not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And that's the renewing of God's word in our mind, being washed with the water of God's word. John chapter 3, this is the Gospel of John chapter 3. And this is what Jesus told a man named Nicodemus. And you're probably familiar with this story. This is what Jesus told. This is about the spiritual birth. It says there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He was a religious man of the Pharisees. He was a ruler of the Jews, and he came to Jesus by night. I think he came by night because he didn't want to be seen maybe from his other Jewish brethren there, and said unto Jesus, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, and no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So here he believed that he was from God. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, or truly, truly, I say unto you, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Jesus didn't really directly answer his question. He said that you, or maybe he didn't really even have a question there, but Nicodemus just said that he knows he's from God. And Jesus told him, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And this is the same, I believe, as what is talking about being born of God. Unless he's born of God, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born? No, of course not. Jesus answered, and that's why it's not a physical birth, but it's a spiritual birth that we're talking about here. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Well, this could be taken a few different ways. I think it could be talking about being born of water. That's the natural birth. You know, there's the bag of waters that breaks, and then the baby comes out, it's through, you know, this water. But then it says born of the Spirit. We need to be born of the Spirit. We need to have two births. We need to have a physical birth. We need to have a spiritual birth. And verse 6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. So here Jesus told Nicodemus he must be born again. And it's like in what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, where it talks about the two roads, one that leads to destruction and one that leads to life everlasting. And the one that leads to life is narrow, and few there be that find it. It's a narrow road. And the one that leads to destruction is a broad road. Most people are on that. And you can't be on one or the other. There's a time where you're born again, you're born of God, and you get off of that old road and you get onto that new road. It's not, you can't have one foot on one and one foot on the other. And this is what we need to overcome the world. We're not going to be having one foot on one road and another on another road. We must be born again, according to Jesus, and I believe his word is truth. So, boy, we've covered a lot here in a short amount of time. Let's go back to First John chapter 2, verse 29. It says, okay, I guess we already looked at that. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. So it's knowing people by their fruits, or knowing ourselves even by our fruits. We should judge our own selves to see if we have the fruit of righteousness in us, if it's loving our brother and sister, and if we're abiding in Christ and all these things. So how does being born of God affect overcoming the world? Well, it's the new birth. Being born of God is a new birth. You must be born again. If you're not born again, you can be born again. It's through repentance. It's through faith in God. It's through crying out to God and asking him to save your soul. And it's repenting of your sins. It's dumping your bucket, all the sins that you have in your life, you know what they are. It's getting those things out of your life, asking God to forgive you, not just this shallow prayer, but it's getting down to the depths of it and seeing how ugly you are, and seeing how your sin is going to put you in hell unless you repent of that. And that's where we all deserve to be, is in hellfire. That we need to see ourselves as totally lost. If you don't see yourself as lost and you're living in sin, then you need to just see that it's your sin that's going to take you down. And once you just turn your life completely over to God and yield yourself to him, it says in Romans chapter 6, yielding your members to God, that's how you become born again. It's a starting place. that's the beginning. It has to be. It's the beginning. We can't clean up our lives. We can't do enough good things to earn salvation. We can't live a lifestyle that is acceptable to God in our flesh. We must be born again. It's the starting place. And that all that are truly born of God will overcome overcome the world. We are no longer going to be wanting the things of this world, wanting the pleasures of this world, but we're going to be like Moses, who forsook the treasures in Egypt to suffer with the people of God. It says there in Hebrews, I believe it is. So all that are truly born again should be making ground at overcoming the world on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis, overcoming on a continual basis. That, after, you know, when we are born of God, we're going to be overcoming the world. It's not a one and done thing. We're going to be tempted. There's going to be things that are in our lives that God shows us that we repent of, even after that, even after we totally clear our own or clear our hearts and repent of our sins. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in today. My name is Steve Clark, and you're willing to call. I invite you to call me if you have a question about this. If you really want to be born of God, if you know you're not, give me a call. I would be happy to talk with you, and my number is 717-333-1786. So God bless you.